You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. It'll be a busy week near the Valley View Mall. Heavy traffic is expected on Highway 16 due to back-to-school shopping, an entertainment event, and the opening of two new businesses. Hy-Vee is hosting a back-to-school event this week, while Raising Cane's and Mr. Car Wash will open this week as well. In addition, there's the Do Portugal Circus Show. La Crosse Police said that they will be rerouting traffic ahead of the Raising Cane's opening and urge drivers to be patient or take different routes due to the heavy traffic volume in the area this week. Plant closures of Lock and Dam 6 at Trempealeau begin Tuesday. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the lock will be closed to all river traffic from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday and again on Thursday. Two more closures are planned for next Tuesday and Thursday. Closure times for all 4 days will be the same. The reason for the closures is to repair miter gates. The gates were installed nearly 100 years ago. Once the locks reopen, water traffic will be prioritized by government, then commercial, then recreational vessels. After pushback from local residents, businesses, and emergency services, a planned closure of Highway 35 between Trempealeau and Holman has been delayed until at least 2029. The project, which was scheduled to begin in 2027, would have closed the highway to replace four bridges. Community members were not in favor of a full closure of the highway. The Wisconsin DOT's revised plan called for a single-lane closure instead of a full closure. A public meeting on the project will be held at the Trempealeau Village Hall on August 19th. A years-long battle over a northwestern Wisconsin oil pipeline continues in court this month. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Hundreds packed into a conference room at Northwood Technical College in Ashland last Tuesday for opening statements and public testimony over the Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline is owned by Enbridge, a Canadian energy company. It carries about 23 million gallons of light crude oil and natural gas a day. Enbridge wants to reroute a segment of the pipeline to go around land owned by the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The company says the reroute has gone under extensive review, but the tribe wants the reroute stopped. They're worried about the risk of a spill and want state regulators to reconsider a permit issued last November. Stephanie Sosi is an attorney with Earth Justice representing the tribe.
Quite simply, DNR didn't have the information that it needed to issue the permit. It's missing baseline data, it's missing baseline information, and from there we see cascading effects.
Enbridge says if the pipeline shuts down, there would be a serious disruption to the energy market. The company is operating under a deadline. 2 years ago, a federal judge ruled that Enbridge was trespassing on tribal land. It was ordered to pay more than $5 million and remove the pipeline by June. That decision is also under appeal. Supporters of the project say it creates engineering and construction jobs that pay well. Environmental activists like Dave Backman say that while the jobs pay well, they're temporary.
Yes, it will have an economic impact in terms of transitory jobs. The majority of those jobs won't last very long to put the pipeline in, and then they're gone.
The hearing for the reroute will take another month and a half, with proceedings in Madison and in Ashland. It's expected to wrap up in early October. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. It's back to school time in Wisconsin, which is a great time to get kids in for health checkups. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
During the month of August, families are getting ready for the upcoming school year. One important thing that may not yet be on your to-do list is a vision screening for your youngsters. Aspirus Health is promoting National Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Health providers recommend having that first eye exam earlier than you may expect, between the ages of 4 to 5 years old.
If a kid's eyes aren't doing what they need to, they're going to potentially struggle in school, potentially struggle reading, potentially struggle socially. In order to get those bonds and those things that they need for proper development.
That's Aspirus ophthalmologist Dr. Charlie Ahrens. He says with the visual system, by the ages of 6 to 8 years old, problems can already be locked in.
So things like nearsighted, farsighted, or things like a lazy eye or amblyopia, where if we treat them early enough, we can prevent some of the problems that they may have later on in life.
According to the CDC, close to 6.8% of children under the age of 18 have a vision condition in the U.S. Vision problems in children are difficult to identify, and they can start right after they're born. Dr. Ahrens says if you notice your child not wanting to do certain visual tasks, standing too close to the TV or too far away, turning their head or eyes a certain way when they're trying to do visual tasks, or struggling to read, any of these could be indicators of a vision problem.
So obviously with Children's Eye Health Month, it's extremely important just because there are still a lot of kids that aren't getting seen, that aren't getting the treatment that they need.
You can learn more about the eye care options for kids and adults at Aspirus Health by visiting aspirus.org.
High school football is back, and this season features a number of big changes. The playoff qualification system was overhauled in the offseason. The new metric awards points for victories, with wins over more successful teams counting for more points towards the postseason. The new system also puts teams into predetermined divisions, a change from nearly 50 years of the former practice. Another rule change aligned the start dates for both 11 and 8 player football to begin competition on August 21st or 22nd. In the year since they were created, missing child alerts in Wisconsin have been issued over a dozen times. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
Showers and storms today will mix with hot and humid conditions with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Fortunately, some relief in the rain department is on the way, as we'll begin a stretch of sunny and dry weather Tuesday. Highs the rest of this week will top out around 80 degrees with decreasing humidity and clear skies. After today, our next chance of rain is this weekend. A cooling trend will take temps lower too, with highs in the low to mid 70s by next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 5-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the 7th inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. We were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, 5 of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and 6 soundstages that can house up to 4 major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring: Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely here today. Our high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a little fog possible. We'll drop into the low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.